This is the Normal Nerds Podcast, where two very normal dudes talk about very nerdy stuff and whatever else we feel like talking about. I'm your host, Maxwell Cerisio.
And I'm your host, who heeds the call of democracy, Davis Bates.
This episode, we're going to talk about Helldivers 2 and how we need to spread democracy all over the universe. So sit back, relax, and welcome to the Normal Nerds Podcast. All right, Davis.
Yo.
Helldivers 2.
A game.
Taking over the world.
Oh my goodness, poor Pal World.
Yeah, Pal World. Yeah, that fun game. Great game.
Very fun. Very
good. Xbox felt great. They were like, Sony, you don't got this. PlayStation, you don't got this. And then PlayStation was like, hold my beer.
Yep. Let me just drop these this pot on you. Mm-hmm. Oh my goodness. So Helldivers is a spectacular game that Spectacular game. I just got it last night actually. When this comes out, I've been playing it for 2 nights now. But I've watched a bunch of videos on it. You can't even play the game. Yeah. And you're just you think you have more knowledge of it than I do.
Yeah, I'm obsessed with the game. A game I can't play. That's the shitty part about it is, second Helldivers came out. I think it was like probably like 3 days after it came out. I was like, get the game. I don't have a PC or a PlayStation 5. I have an Xbox because me and all my boys got Xboxes, so that's like why we have them. I regret this decision so much all the time. I don't need it. The only game I ever needed it for was freaking Halo.
Yeah.
And lo and behold, they're going to be selling that off.
Are they?
They're going to be allowing like other platforms.
The cross-platform? Yeah. That's kind of cool. Oh, nice.
Yeah. So just get a PC, everybody.
Yeah, it's a move. I know they're expensive. Man, they're so worth it.
But there's just some games I look at and I'm like, wow. This is like, even before I knew all the things I knew about it, the community aspects we'll talk about, and all the, like, I just watched one simple game clip of like four dudes playing it and they were just screaming their heads off, laughing. And I was like, oh my God, this game looks amazing.
I know. And it is. The yelling aspect is amazing. I played with a group of guys the other night and we were just, I especially was shouting constantly because I'm so new at the game. Fuck is this? What the hell is that? What's a stalker? Goes invisible? That ain't cool. So shit's flying everywhere. Bullets are everywhere. Friendly fire is a feature of the game.
A great feature.
It is a required feature of the game, and it rocks. I definitely didn't shoot my buddy in the head twice last night.
We were talking about it. It's like, I feel like if you took 50 gamers and you put them in a room, and they were like, we're going to test a few theories out for a new upcoming game. And they were like, friendly fire is always going to be on every.
Whoa. Are we good stuff?
You had to pick up the pen.
Are we good stuff? Yes.
Every single gamer would be like, "That's stupid! Don't have friendly fire on."
Yeah.
Like, how many games have you played where you like turn it off because you're like, "This is dumb. Why is this even on?" This game though, I was like, the second they're like, "If friendly fire is automatically on," I was like, "That's hilarious."
It is so funny, dude. It's so funny. I just, and like your turrets you can put down, they'll fire on you if you're in the way. Yeah. Just like the bullets go for the bugs no matter what's in between them.
And that's awesome. That's great. And it's like,
or the robots, I guess.
That's what I like. It's like, that aspect's real. It's like, if you get hit by bullets, doesn't matter whose bullets they are, you're going to die. But the game's so unrealistic at the same time.
Yeah, facts, yeah.
And
they shoot you out of a pod from. Low orbit,
and you
slam into the ground, and you don't hurt at all, and it's amazing.
You know, one bullet hits in the back of your head, you're dead. But Starship Troopers is a great movie. It's obviously a stupid movie, and in reality, a bad movie, but it's a great movie.
Have you watched any of the clips of it recently?
Yeah,
I've been watching some of the clips.
I see so many Helldivers things about it.
I know, there's just so many things I'm just like, oh my God, this is ridiculous.
But it's so great.
I know. When I was a kid and saw that movie, I was like, this is cutting edge, this is so cool.
Yeah.
And then I'm just like, oh, ew.
TV commercials are more advanced than this.
Yeah, facts.
If you ever, to the audience, you probably aren't going to know this either, but because it's such a deep clip, type in SNL Chris Farley Stormtroopers thing.
It's a two-second scene.
It's him. He's like, pretend to be a stormtrooper.
That sounds really hilarious.
Go check it out.
SNL, they can slap back in the day.
Chris Farley?
I just watched one today.
That's
actually
a two-suit individual.
I just watched one on, I just watched one on one of my favorites from Norm Macdonald, where he is, where he's part of a gang, but his gang is like, they're like almost like newsies. They're all doing the musical stuff to it, and he's like the only real gang member there. He's like, guys, we're gonna go jump this gang, and they all start singing. I was like, what the hell is this?
That's hilarious.
And then like, there's this point where it's like, yeah, we're gonna ambush him now, and it's like, Slicks, come on. And the kid comes out dancing. Norm just goes like, oh, that's not good.
I'm watching this.
It's a really good one. It's really good. It was really good. Yeah.
Oh, too late. Great individuals.
I know. Comedy is not the same without that.
Chris Farley. The problem with Chris Farley was like Hollywood ruined him.
It really did.
Because he was a slave of two masters. Because he'd go to church on Sundays. And then, but like they would just, you could tell his chin, like, they would just push the drugs out.
Yeah, hardcore. Yeah. Dude, oh, man. You know how good his career could have been if he'd stayed alive?
We still would be. I mean, obviously, he would have been canceled already, but like...
Oh, 100%. Well, maybe not. Maybe one of them...
He's uncancelable.
Yeah,
did you see the highest paid actor or actress of last year was Adam Sandler?
That's the awesome. GOAT? That's awesome. Yeah, love it.
But...
For what?
That's a good question. I don't know, but he might produce stuff.
Oh, that's a good point. Yeah, he has his own studio. That's totally
his own studio. And I don't know.
That's an individual I always enjoy. It was like makes more money than so many people, dresses like he's homeless, and it's hilarious. I love it.
What I love is he has a ton of just horrible movies.
I know.
And then we're all just still like, yeah, that's fine.
Yeah, yeah.
Like, we don't care, dude.
I know. No, you're good, man. Keep making them.
Because then he'll put out like a few and you're like, oh, it was amazing.
What was the one that Netflix did?
Oh, he did that movie with Jennifer Aniston came out last year. Where they're the couple.
Yeah, yeah, yeah. Okay, so the sequel to it came out last year. Yeah,
that was good.
It was like, I don't know what that was called. It was their name.
Yeah, it's another whodunit kind of
thing. Yeah, yeah, yeah. I love whodunits.
Yeah, it was too cool.
It was so good. Funny. Yeah, the first one slapped.
Yeah, yeah. Second one was good too.
I like the second one too. I hope they keep doing it. Because it's just the two of them, they just make fun of like how ridiculous the situation is every time.
It's somebody you love whodunits because that was like a big thing in the last 3 years.
I know, I love whodunits.
Yeah.
Well, dude, when Knives Out came out, everyone was like, oh my God, that's so good.
Yeah, that's like why it's like, I actually thought Glass Onion was just okay.
I like Glass
Onion. I like Knives Out way more.
100%.
I just think the characters in Knives Out were better.
And the main girl's hotter, so.
Yeah, she's one of the hottest actresses in Hollywood.
Facts, yeah,
facts. I did like in Glass Onion just how dumb Edward Norton was. I did like how dumb all the rich people were.
I know,
like,
that's true.
They were all
yeah.
stupid.
That's genius. No, it's not. Not.
Yeah, they were all stupid.
They were all idiots. It was great.
So
it was great.
That was like a good concept, but overall, it felt like a TV show to me. That's what Glass Onion, like an episode of a TV show.
Oh, Glass Onion? Yeah, oh, okay,
like,
okay,
like,
okay.
That
yeah,
would have
yeah.
been like an episode of like a whodunit show.
Ah.
Or like Knives Out to me.
If they want
to
do something like that, I'd watch it.
Oh, yeah, why don't they?
Hell out of it.
They
should totally awesome. Do that. There you go, Netflix. Instead of making two more seasons to the live-action Avatar, right. Do that.
Yeah. If you click on this video here, let's talk about Helldivers. We're going to talk about it right now.
Yeah.
First off, I guess the original game was a top-down game. Dumb. Top-down games are dumb. Like the new Fallout show coming out. Anyways, we'll talk about that some other time.
No, we have more content than I thought we did, actually. This is on this board.
Oh, yeah. But not only like Stormtrooper, the one aspect of the game that I think is so great, and we're going to see it in a lot more games, it's just going to become a huge thing, is that it's PvE, so you're playing like you versus the computer and all that nonsense, but the whole entire community is working together.
Yes.
And like that is awesome.
Yes. Every mission you win, every mission you complete, and whatever extra requirements you on the outside of that adds a 0.02% to the liberation of that planet, of that sector, etc., etc. And it's awesome. I just love For Honor did this sort of back when it first came out. So you picked a faction, you fought for like the knights or the samurai or the Vikings, and you fought for that faction, and the map would change like depending on, because you were
faction
was fighting each other based on how much you won and all that stuff. But it was still multiplayer, so you're still like going in trying to kill each other, blah blah blah.
So you're still PvP.
It's still PvP.
Yeah.
This is awesome because, and you've said it a bunch of times, that like even you the most you can drop in is 4-man squads against all these bugs or robots, but no matter what, we are all fighting for democracy of the same galaxy.
That's what I like about it, because it's not PvP in any sense. There's no... Players are not fighting against players at all. Like, that's not the thing. No. It's just like, the community is just like, fuck these bugs!
Work
spread
together.
Democracy!
Work together!
So I think it's like such a fun concept. It's like, it has to be the... I know I have heard that like, some players are like, kicking people who have not optimal builds, which like, that just means you have no friends. Like, I don't know. There's probably a leaderboard in the game.
Maybe.
I don't know.
I've not got that far yet. I just figured out how to change my outfit today. So.
But who cares about a leaderboard? Who cares about any of that?
We all
should just be caring about spreading democracy.
Yeah. We just want to beat the bugs. Yeah,
and that's why I think this community might be one of the best gaming communities I have ever seen. Everyone is just supporting everyone.
Everything that we
do. Like, they're just like, yeah, get the bugs. Like, they're just like, the full, like, I don't know what it is, but they nailed it. They just made it a community.
Yeah.
And I feel like there's a lot of times, like, you know, the COD community, say, like, on Showdown or Halo, it's just you're all against each other.
Yes.
You're all constantly against each other, so it gets to, like, League of Legends.
Oh, but, God, it gets so sweaty.
But this is the first time I've seen a game in, like, a really long time where the community's just like, we're all in this together, boys.
Yeah, facts. It's one of those ones, too, where it's, like, it's very hard. I'm sure there are very sweaty players out there. There definitely is a way to be sweaty with this game. I didn't know people were doing that. You're talking about, so that's probably, there you go, the first one. I saw some weird thing about traitors, too. It was, I didn't know what that was going on about that. I don't know if people are trying to sabotage. Maybe. Anyway, the reel I saw about it, though, was that, like, when you find out there's traitors and Helldivers, and just two Helldivers guys shooting another guy.
I mean, that's kind of funny.
No, that's pretty funny.
That's kind of like laughing, coughing. Like,
yeah, maybe, yeah.
Not as intense, obviously. Yeah, no. But
what I like, what I'm trying to get at there is that I tend to be sweaty in some of the games I play. And this one, I found it impossibly sweaty. Because the entire time, I'm just
chaos.
I'm just like, oh my God, there's bugs everywhere. Mm-hmm. Don't kill me. The most, like, there's no way, like, maybe I play it for another 100 hours, but, like, there's no way for me really to, like, be like, oh yeah, I should be up here. This is optimal, blah, blah, blah. It's like, nowhere's optimal. Nowhere's safe. A freaking Bio Titan gonna spawn out of nowhere and start fucking you up. Those things are terrifying. Mm. It's just a whole mess. And then, like, Not only that, you got your teammates throwing out orbital strikes left and right, and you might be in those, you don't know. Like,
yeah. Just like, you know what I think also makes it less sweaty, too, and this is why I feel like Halo Infinite is less sweaty than, like, other games, is when you can die. Yeah. That Battle Royale's got so sweaty because dying, you're like, oh, no!
Yeah.
When you can die, you're just like, you die and you're annoyed, but you're like, I'm coming back!
I know,
you're
like, that's, you know, the best, like, part. And I love the way they did it, too, depending on how many players you have in a lobby. I think it's like five each. So there's like four players in a lobby. You have 20 recalls, respawns, whatever, for the team.
It is limited.
It is limited in that sense, but it's a lot. And technically, once you hit zero, a timer starts. And after, like, 2 minutes or something like that, I don't know what the number is, you get one back. But I don't think it stacks like that, but you get, like, you know, one. Like, you never go down fully to zero forever.
So if someone goes down, like, it's just, like, you have some time, like, you have to wait to bring them back.
Yeah, okay, so if you all die when you don't have respawns, then you're done.
Which is fine.
Bugs won, then. Yeah.
Yeah, there needs to be a, like, they can't just let you keep coming back, and because you got to lose the mission somehow.
Mm-hmm, mm-hmm.
But, at, like, dying, like, that's when, like, I honestly feel like Battle Royale is great. But that is one thing I absolutely hate about Battle Royales. I just, like, absolutely hate. I'm just like, and I play so much COD with my boys. Not so much, I used to. And it's a lot of fun. But I hate, like, when you're in a game for, like, 40 minutes, and then you die once, and you're like, well.
Yeah.
I just feel like Helldivers is such a good, like, balance to that. It's like, I like having that, but everything became that.
Yes.
So it's like, it's good to finally get a game that's like, Halo Infinite's fun.
Mm-hmm.
But, like, the problem with, how many games of Helldivers did you play last night?
I played three,
that's what's good. It's like Halo Infinite's fun, but like you can play like 50 games in like 2 hours, and you're like, oh. But I like the idea of an extended multiplayer game where you can die.
Yeah, like, I do like that too. Yeah, it's
like,
nice.
Give me the time it takes to play a Battle Royale, mm-hmm. but like, let me, like, you know,
let me
get a few lives here.
You gotta, like, put, you know, make room for error there, you know, it happens.
Yeah, there'll be times when you, like, you know, like, you're playing Hunt Showdown, and you're in one of those slow lobbies.
Oh, God, yeah.
Yeah, and it's been, like, 40 minutes, you haven't seen any gunfire, anything.
And then I get headshotted out of nowhere.
Yeah, you don't even get a chance to fight, then you're like, what a waste, I literally wasted time.
I know, that's Hunt Showdown, that's not the fucking gist of it. Oh, yeah.
So cool to have that. And I think one of the reasons it's hard to be sweaty. First of all, obviously you're trying to win the mission.
Yeah.
And I don't know how hard it is to win a mission or not. It seems like it might be kind of hard. Because
they were playing on an easier mode for me last night, and I was like fucking sweaty.
Yeah, so Joel, the Game Master, they have one person in charge of the entire story. Genius, once again.
He's, very genius.
They call him the Game Master, like a Dungeon Master. Absolutely smart.
Yep.
He makes all the decisions for the story. That's how it should be.
Yeah.
Star Wars, the new movies, good example of what happens when you have multiple people make the storyline. Sucks.
It's a disaster.
And I guess he just likes to make it harder, which is even funnier.
I know.
But I just I didn't know it was a community aspect until they lost the one, like, Vietnam sector or whatever planet. And I was
Malevolent,
like,
Creek or something.
And
like
I was like, what? And then there's like, they're like, no, we lost it. I was like, I hate that I have an Xbox.
I know. I want to get into, like, the Reddits and see what people are talking about too and all that.
What?
Oh, just Helldiver Reddit. Like the Helldiver Reddit.
They're awesome.
Yeah, I want to get into them.
I'm in it. I'm I just follow it. I don't even have the game.
That's funny.
Because it's awesome.
Yeah, it's awesome. I
support this game so hard.
It's just a good game, yeah. You know? And, like, the aspect to it on that, like, with the double faction unit thing, too, where you're fighting against both robots and bugs, our buddy Sean was talking about the other night that, like, the robots are harder, so, like, they haven't been, you know, getting as much love from the community. I mean, people are still fighting them, but, like, him and his buddy are just like, we're going down. We have every mission's a robot mission. We gotta liberate these areas. We have to do this. And it's like, yeah, that's awesome. That's a good way to do it. Yeah. Can't just do the bugs the entire time.
I'm not going to lie. I'm going to say this is going to be so unpopular, and definitely don't clip this for the Instagram or Reel or anything like this. Well, the other thing I love about this game's such a boy game.
It is a boy game.
Our girls can play it, obviously, but it's a boy game. Oh, yeah. Guns, bullets, bugs, kill them. Yeah, that's exactly.
Friendly fire.
Friends just yelling at each other like,
yeah.
Like, that we need, like, that's the thing about, like, say, like, Hunt Showdown or Warzone or something. It's so calculated.
It is. It's so. Yeah. It's strategy. You're playing. You're trying
to
focus.
It's exhausting sometimes. Yeah. Where this game, like, it's so funny. So, like, pretty much Davis has a pretty much schedule routine we're breaking into right now. 7:30, 8 o'clock.
My time.
7:30, 8 o'clock, you like games to like 9.
Mm-hmm.
Last night, would you gave to like 11?
No,
like,
no.
It was like 10:30.
It was like 10:30. Yeah. It was like,
but that's how fun the game was.
It was really good.
Like, you just had to keep playing. Yeah. And I mean,
the game runs for, I mean, the mission runs for like half an hour.
Keep
so
playing.
So it's like, yeah. Why not? I want to get done. Yeah. So that was, and like the guys that play it, they get on it like, 7. They were on. I was on there, and I was like, "That's why I asked if you were like, are we recording tonight? Because like, I'll hop on right now if you're not. But like, we're recording. Like, can we get out of here?"
Yeah.
And they're on at 7. They're already playing Helldivers, and they're gonna play. They're the ones that are playing till 10:30.
Dude,
right?
I'm not gonna lie.
I got it at 8.
The game seems so fun.
It's good.
It seems like there's certain games that I can play for hours. Obviously, Zelda.
Yeah.
That seems like one of those games that like.
Oh, you.
It doesn't seem. It seems chaos, which. Excuse me. Which is good, but it doesn't seem like your brain. It's like Sea of Thieves. You know what I'm seeing Thieves when we play Sea of Thieves?
Yes.
It's exhausting.
Yes.
Because you have to think so much while playing the game. Like, you can't just chill in that game.
No.
So, like, in Battle Royales, you have to think so much. Not as much Sea of Thieves. Sea of Thieves is like an actual job.
Yeah.
Like, you're
man,
the sails, the wind is never in our favor. Oh, shit, another ship. This game just seems like you're like, it seems like Kickstart Your Heart, Molly Crew. You're just diving in. You're like, oh! Like just
someone should clip that. That'd be a fun thing to do.
Oh, Kickstarter Heart. Yeah. That'd be cool. A bunch of awesome clips of Hell. Ah, man, that'd be really cool.
Yeah.
This game seems America as shit, too.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah, just, that's...
Well, their whole idea is, like, liberation, democracy, guns, freedom, fighting. Dude, the opening is, the opening to it is hilarious. You have to watch it. It's some, like, random dude getting out of his car, waving in some, like, you know, police, well, you know, heavily armored military guys. I'm pretty sure they live in, like, a dictator state, but and he's like, ah, what a great day, and he sees his like loving wife and family, and then a bug comes out of nowhere, this is suburbia, and starts killing him. He's like, no, and it cuts him, look familiar, and just him, then he does
like
pitch.
Star Troopers.
Yeah, and it does the pitch for
you. Stormtroopers. Yeah, wow, I'm all over the place. That's hilarious.
It's really good. You should Google it. Right, I died laughing when I saw it yesterday.
Yeah, I was gonna say, does it seem like the bugs are like on the defensive, or is it like,
oh, we are dropping into their planet and ripping resources from them.
But they don't have democracy.
This is true. We are bringing democracy to them, yes.
Is it like,
we're liberating them from themselves.
It's like Warhammer.
It is Warhammer, yeah.
Listen, these bugs don't know.
No, they don't know shit. They're just hoarding all these resources. I think, what did we do yesterday? I think we literally like dropped like a friggin' drill thing into it so we can get the resources. It was hilarious.
Nice.
And it was like, good.
On this podcast, you're going to start seeing this ramp up because the weather's getting nicer. This Olympics, I'm going pro America as hell.
All right,
like
get some American gear on you.
Woke or right wing, doesn't matter. We all live in America. I want the Olympics to be fun again.
Yeah, all right.
I want to enjoy watching.
Make the Olympics fun again.
You gotta get this actually.
Oh, yeah, sorry.
The Olympics. I just want, like, they're not fun anymore. Like,
I just want to enjoy it because
you can't be like other countries are having a blast because they all get to be pro their goddamn country. Yeah. I was like, you know what? Screw this. Red, white, and blue.
Yeah.
Let's go.
Dude, let's fucking... Let's toss the TV outside again.
Yeah, I don't
care.
Let's
watch that, chill, why not?
Dude, Simone Biles is coming back. She's a badass.
Oh, really? I didn't know she was back. Wow,
absolute badass.
Good for her.
Yeah, we're going to root for her. And she's married to a Packer.
Congratulations. Yeah, there you go. Yeah.
Every time, though, when he does something good, I'm like, yeah. Stay on the team, stay on it. Because it's such a, I'm like, we have Simone Biles cheering for us.
Oh, my God.
She's more talented than every single person on this team.
That's your Taylor Swift right now.
I don't care that much about her.
But. Oh, okay.
But she is more like... More,
it is equivalent.
Yeah. She, no, it's not.
It's equivalent-ish. That's your superstar that loves your team because they're dating someone on it.
Oh, I see. Oh, now we're
married to someone on it. Whatever.
Yeah, I would say so. Except that someone Miles is. Well, Taylor Swift is also talented. I'm not going to shit on Taylor.
Yeah.
We had this whole episode about how Taylor Swift is not actually the problem. But yeah, Helldivers is awesome.
It's a great game. It's only going to get bigger, honestly.
It's only going to get bigger. I literally was like, oh my God, I need to buy a PC. But I really want to get new golf clubs.
This is also fair. Yeah. Save for both.
Yeah, but I got that wedding this year.
Save for more. Just don't eat.
Yeah. But no, I don't know.
Dude, it's going to be wild. I do feel so bad for Pal World.
I do.
I mean, like, I do on a level as,
this
like...
is capitalism, baby.
It is capitalism. No. Obviously, I never bought Pal World. You did. I never did.
I didn't buy it.
You played Pal World. I never spent money on it. And, yeah.
There's no point now.
Yeah, no, there's no point now. But like, it's one of those things where it's like, we gassed it up, and everyone gassed it up, too, because they're talking about... I know the player base is still huge for it, but I was like, oh, man, the moment they fix the bugs in this game, it's going to be awesome. And now, yeah, they don't even get really a chance to do that.
Like, yeah, I do feel like Pal World in a year will be really good.
Yeah,
I think when they do like a big like actual reveal of the game, it will be very, very good. And I think people will get it, and I think like it will be a very, very popular game. But it just like, I mean, Helldivers, like, there's just so many things they just put into this. I don't know where they wherever that boardroom they were coming up with ideas for this game. Like, they were just nailing it left and right. Yeah, they were just they like, then this, that's all one community. You can see it. We have got one game master. You know what? They're just fighting freaking bugs and robots.
Let's go.
Who doesn't want to fight bugs and robots?
It's great. It's great. Yeah. Fight bugs and robots.
Yeah, so I really, one thing I'm hoping, and I know the Helldiver devs are definitely not listening to this. I don't play the game, but I'm hoping you do this. I'm hoping there's an event where you run the servers, and it's like 100 players versus 100, like a massive war battle scene.
That'd be fun.
Like that, like an event that you gotta like get into the lobby for. Maybe I don't like waiting lobbies. I don't know what the hell that is with World of Warcraft.
Where, yeah,
like,
I don't either.
People are like, oh, I've been waiting for 6 hours. I'm like,
why?
We don't wait to play video games.
Like, why? Yeah, there's no video game.
But if they did a mat, like an event, they gotta do it. Once they start doing events,
I know. I'm pumped for it. Well, they had another faction in. Oh my God.
What do you mean?
There's bugs, there's robots. Give me something else.
Demons.
Oh, that'd be pretty good. That'd like be something they can do.
Are digging into resources. Like, somebody digs. Oh my God, someone digs into resources.
Yeah.
And one map. And they're like, some random team, they have no idea. And it actually cracks open and demons come flying out.
Awesome.
Could you imagine if you were that team?
Oh, that'd be awesome.
You'd be like, oh, shit. No.
They just kicked it off.
Oh, that'd be so cool.
And like, the devs are just recording it the entire time.
Oh, that'd be so cool.
Oh, that'd be awesome.
Or regular aliens. Those would be cool, too.
That'd be fine, too. Yeah, yeah. Either one works.
I like big monsters, though.
Yeah, it's the best.
Regular aliens that look like aliens, meh. We've seen that before. But, like, demons would be kind of cool.
Yeah, I think demons would be fun. Wow, that'd be really cool.
Yeah.
Yeah. So the game's only going to get bigger.
Yep. Thank you, Normal Nerd Nation, for listening and maybe even watching another podcast episode. Make sure you follow us on Twitter, Reddit, YouTube, and Instagram. Davis is always posting hilarious memes on there.
Also, like and subscribe while you're at it, and leave a rating if you have some time. It helps people find the show.